the talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. People with money in Silicon Valley Bank may be breathing easier. They've been locked out of their accounts since Friday's failure and takeover by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The Treasury, Federal Reserve, and FDIC taking steps to make depositors whole.
Everybody wanting their deposits back at the same time was a big part of the problem that SVB faced. And that scenario can play out elsewhere. And if it did, that would be highly problematic.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. No fewer than 8 people were killed when 2 suspected migrant smuggling boats capsized in shallow but treacherous water and heavy fog off San Diego. One of the survivors says there were 23 people on the 2 boats. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once named Best Picture at the 95th Academy Awards in Los Angeles Sunday night. This is ABC News. Former Vice President Mike Pence has made his strongest rebuke yet of his old boss and his role in the insurrection, calling it a tragic day and criticizing those who've downplayed the events.
Pence said history will hold Donald Trump accountable for January 6th. The comments coming at the annual Gridiron Dinner Saturday night, an event attended by politicians and journalists. Pence scolding the former president for his actions that day, saying President Trump was wrong for falsely claiming Pence had the power to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Pence telling the crowd his reckless words endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol.
ABC's Ike Ajachi. Water pressure returning to normal in the Florida Keys, much of the island's losing pressure after a water main broke. It's since been repaired. It was the 3rd time a water main broke in the Keys in the past week. Scream 6 topping the weekend box office with $44.5 million, the biggest opening in the horror franchise's 27-year history. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, the stories I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jefferson Smith. Proud and honored to sit in. Let's go straight to your phone calls. Judy, might be Judith, on the air.
I go by Judy.
Judy, hello, Judy.
Hi, Jeff. Well, thank you for letting me get a call in. Thank you for the shout out. Well, like no, I said,
Go ahead. You take a bow for a moment, or let me do it for you. But take a bow for a moment, because I really appreciate your input.
Oh, well, you're very, very welcome. My topic is, as I told you when I tweeted, I'm 77 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm a retired educator. And I have found myself so frustrated with my peers. Now, when I say my peers, not my close friends, because most of my close friends, like me, tend to lean Democratic, came of age, hearing our parents love FDR, and I don't consider it radical, pro-union, pro-public education, and yet so many seniors, at least according to the stats, seem to be voting for Trump.
Yeah.
And it frustrates me that we have grandchildren. You know what I'm saying? It's like we should be planting the seeds for trees that we're never going to sit under, as the saying goes.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to get through to older people to let them hear, what are you doing? Yeah. What do you think on that? Do you know a lot of seniors? You're young. You're a kid to me.
I appreciate that. I'll take that as long as I can get it. The thing I was saying about the take the bow, what I was referring to, folks, was it's Judy who on I think was it Monday's show when when I asked about, somebody called in about entitlements, and so we've got to stop calling it entitlements. I said, well, what should we call it? And they gave sort of a multi-word phrase, and I said, yeah, the word entitlement isn't as helpful as maybe it should be. And it was Judy who reached out on Twitter and said earned benefits. She was humble herself and said, I didn't invent it, but she passed it along to me. Earned benefits, very helpful. So that's what we were talking about. Feel free to say anything more about that, Judy. Otherwise, I'll respond to your senior question.
No, I just think that was the phrase earned benefits says exactly what it is. We gave some of our earnings all of our lives for Social Security and Medicare. And then when we retire, which I am now, and I admit it, I'm not getting much Social Security. I'm from one of those states that has this weird rule. If you have a teacher pension, you can only get a third of your Social Security.
Yeah.
I don't know what that role is called. So I have a decent pension from teaching. I'm not rich. I'm just fine. But I am on Medicare, and it was what I planned on. I never went into education to get rich. But I did want to be able to retire and live a decent life. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Yeah, all right. Well, I want to say a little bit about the seniors thing, because I think it's, and the question as I heard it was, what can we sort of do, or we have any ideas about how we understand the kind of persuasion landscape of our elder voters. Here are a few thoughts. So first is, and it's going to sound like I'm dodging the question, but I'm not, start young. So FDR voters, what is lost to history to some degree is that FDR came to power with the largest youth vote cohort of any president prior. He came to power in significant part because he promised and then delivered on, and that's why he kept getting elected president, and delivered on getting jobs to young people who were jobless, who had such limited opportunity during the middle of the Great Depression. And those FDR young Democrats, okay, which might have been, many of whom might have been young something else 20 years prior, that during the progressive era, they might have been Teddy Roosevelt Republicans, who knows. But those young Democrats were a gift that kept on giving to the Democratic Party and then to LBJ. And the reason the Great Society was able to happen in significant part was because that cohort of FDR voters kept moving through. Now what we've got is a different cohort. Now what we have, and I have lots of thoughts on it, I won't offer all of them. One thing I worry about is my generation, in terms of voting performance for pro-social, pro-democracy stuff, is no better than the baby boom generation, right? That in fact, and because very often what a young voter is distinct from kind of a voting demographic, right, is kind of a leading indicator, right? Is like a, here's where the zeitgeist is right now. And very often people my age, they came to political age when Ronald Reagan was kind of the popular thing, and when resisting FDR and LBJ policies seemed like the cool young thing to do. And it didn't mean that people my generation were all Republicans, but it did make it more of a morass. It made it more unclear. At the same time, then you had kind of the rise of Ayn Rand ideology, the rise of, frankly, corporate media, the decline gradually, even and then more swiftly, of local kind of pro-social media and local media, period. And so what we're seeing is this big shift, and Fox News has targeted older voters, targeted a particular demographic. But here's a couple other things. This is why the Social Security stuff is so important. It's why even Donald Trump doesn't want the Republican Party to show their cards on what they really want to do with Social Security and Medicare. It's why we were talking so much this week about earned benefits. It's also, though, why there's so much fixation on issues like what bathroom people get to use. Why there's so much focus on race, because they know that if people formulate kind of their social understandings of particular age, like let's say by 28 years old, you kind of understand how you think the world's supposed to work, and then somebody says, wait a minute, we think same-sex couples should be able to be married, that even if somebody thinks, yeah, I want Social Security, I want Medicare, I want a progressive tax system, I want to make sure that we don't just reward the powerful at the expense of the powerless, I want to make sure we actually have good public schools, I want to make sure we protect the environment, and they say, well, wait a minute, when I was 28 years old, that you didn't have two people of the same sex marrying each other. And so you can get people whose sort of way of life was formed some decades ago, and then you say, make America great again. You say, that's what I'm talking about, even when what they're talking about is tearing down the very things we love about our country, including bending our history towards justice and being more inclusive in how we understand our democratic small d experiment, our American experience. And it's similar with crime. One of the reasons why I think it is sensible for us to have smart solutions on crime, to actually make sure we live in safe communities, is that's the other way you scare people, right? Scare people, try to avoid conversations about things that impact their life every single day, like if they're going to get their Social Security, if they're going to be able to afford medical care, and try to say, ah, but there might be some person from a different community who robs you. It's one of the reasons why we've got to be smart on that stuff. I've been talking a bunch. Last word for you, Judy.
Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I think my frustration is because my generation, I mean, we were in the 60s. Yep. We were marching with Dr. King. We were fighting for peace. We were fighting for integration. And, I mean, we came out of age just really learning about these things and wanting inclusion. At least that's what I remember. That's what I was doing and my friends were doing. Yep. Like I said, I'm the very first of the baby boomers. We were just the first group born right after, you know, 1940, end of 45, 1946. And I'm like, how did they change? We were out there marching with Dr. King. We thought segregation was horrible. And And now some people my age are like, they're all about Trump. And I'm like, oh, my God, what happened to you?
No, I hear you, Judy. And it's why, again, I'll say it again, it's why I appreciate this community. So I appreciate you. I appreciate the wisdom you offered this week and the call today. And I'll say more about it. But right now, what I want to say is thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. You're doing a great job as a substitute.
Appreciate you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let me say one other thing. And this might be controversial. It might sound wacky. But it's also true. So there is, we are going to see over the next decade or so, a couple decades, the biggest wealth transfer, generational wealth transfer in American history, from the baby boom to their progeny. As we think about that, as people with some version of a state, doesn't have to be you're dying rich, but as you're writing your will, put pro-democracy organizations in your will. Make sure there are the resources to plant that tree that you won't have a chance to sit under. I'm doing it. We should all do it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speed round coming up next. I promise.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Well, folks of this show get a great night's sleep thanks to Cozy Earth Bedding, the softest sheets you'll ever find. You can imagine silk and cotton combined. Well, that's what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six great colors, is super soft, lightweight, temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round, even with daylight savings coming this weekend. Whether it's their luxury seats, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you will love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful, reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter our promo code TOM, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. All righty. It's time for Speed Round. We're going to start with Craig, wins our Most Patient Listener Award. Go ahead, Craig.
Oh, hi, Jeff. Good day to you. I was wanting to as well wish you a really nice job. It's been a pleasure to listen to you this week, filling in for Tom. And thanks. I was calling in today to maybe offer up a name or two of some representatives that we have here in Colorado that I think are doing a really good job.
Great.
You know, I've noticed that a lot of times when we're talking to politics, the Lauren Boebert from Colorado tends to grab the headlines. And so it seems to me like the people doing the work rarely get the credit, the good work on the ground. And, you know, we previously have our Governor John Hickenlooper that is in the Senate, and he's doing good work. He, you know, ran for president in the Democratic primaries, but he wasn't so well-spoken, didn't do so well on that stage, but he ended up going to the Senate. And then we've got Jared Polis as our governor, who I think is doing a knockout job, and he's in his second term. He got reelected. And the main reason I was calling, though, is because my congressional House representative is Representative Joe Neguse.
Yep.
And I don't know if many people have heard of Representative Neguse or if they've had the pleasure to actually hear him speak, but I'm usually taken aback by how eloquent he is about getting his points across. And doing some more research on him, I've seen that he was basically voted as one of the most successful bipartisan members in the House for not only working across party lines, but also for introducing around 103 bills, and 22 of the bills that he sponsored have become law.
Wow.
And I would recommend anyone who's interested in Joe Neguse just to check out neguse.house.gov, and you could read more about him. I don't know how the system works with getting people interested in running for office higher than Congress, but that's kind of my dream. I've had this thought so many times. Like, I'd love to see Neguse in a higher level of leadership.
Well, being a U.S. House representative is pretty high level leadership. And I think, and if he ended up spending his career there, and I suspect he'll run for something else, but if he spent his career there, that would be a remarkable career. And I'll take It's funny to use those examples. It's funny to use those examples because I'll give you an answer, one answer to your question. Now, how do we get people to engage and how do we get people to run? Well, one way, so Joe was head of, he was student body president at University of Colorado Boulder. Maybe he was student body vice president. And I met him and Steve Fenberg when they had just finished college and they were trying to start an organization, that organization called New Era Colorado. And I was sitting there as a donor advisor. And we ended up, they ended up being selected to be one of the pilot organizations that was now founding organization. It was now called the Youth Voter Alliance. It was called the Bus Federation. It was an outgrowth of the organization that we started in my state. That's sort of the most important thing I did in my 20s and early 30s. And the and Steve Fenberg and their whole thing was trying to get more young people involved in politics, not just running, to be clear, because we don't want just people who get involved merely to find a job or for ambition. We want people to get involved because they are purpose driven and then they run for office out of that purpose. The purpose not being wielding power, the purpose being wielding power for shared purposes, right? So Joe and Steve and a group of people built New Era Colorado, helped transform on the margins, because that's what purple states need, is people helping on the margins, start building and a strong youth voter organization that is still in place. And now Joe Neguse, people saw him because during the impeachment trial, he was one of the impeachment prosecutors. And Steve Fenberg is now head of the state Senate in Colorado. So how do we get people to run for office? Get them engaged, get them working on stuff, not only their own campaigns, get them working on other people's campaigns, get them working on causes, helping the local communities, pick something, work on it, and then help get resources. And it's even connected to the thing I responded to a caller earlier who was asking, well, what about seniors? We are all going to leave this earth. One of the things I am doing, and I hope it's not going to be for a while, but I am making sure that a meaningful portion of whatever estate I have goes to pro-social, pro-democracy, progressive organizations, that if they can get resources, particularly those that do work on developing, training, identifying, engaging that next generation, that you can end up with the next generation of folks like Joe, like Steve Fenberg, like so many others who are around, like the current Secretary of State in Michigan, who's powerfully inspiring woman. So anyway, that's a bunch of words. I should do speed round, but Craig, last word for you.
Oh, well, thanks for all that info, Jefferson. That's great. I just wanted to say, I liked what you said earlier yesterday about how the right has a tendency to craft misinformation to be their truth. And we all need to be on our toes about where the truth really is. And that's why I listen to programs like this. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Craig. Be well.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
The speed round, the promise. It was just a promise delayed. To be clear, just a promise delayed. We'll be back. I'm Jeff. This is Tom's show. This is your show.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. People with money in Silicon Valley Bank may be breathing easier. They've been locked out of their accounts since Friday's failure and takeover by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The Treasury, Federal Reserve, and FDIC taking steps to make depositors whole.
Everybody wanting their deposits back at the same time was a big part of the problem that SVB faced. And that scenario can play out elsewhere. And if it did, that would be highly problematic.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. No fewer than 8 people were killed when 2 suspected migrant smuggling boats capsized in shallow but treacherous water and heavy fog off San Diego. One of the survivors says there were 23 people on the 2 boats. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once named Best Picture at the 95th Academy Awards in Los Angeles Sunday night. Star Michelle Yeoh winning Best Actress. This is ABC News.
March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media Premium Weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
Or like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Kroot.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
They can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program.
And we are back. And watch this speed route. It's Skip in Seattle. Go ahead, Skip. Speed route.
Well, I'll just leave a quick one on the table and an incomplete thought, but a partial thought. When dealing with a child who is screaming and throwing a fit and wetting their pants on the floor, reason doesn't go very far. And when dealing with people who are absolutely sure that Trump is the way out of the darkness, you have to figure out why, and they're scared. And they're throwing a fit, and they if they have to change their mind, then that means they're not right, and they want to be right. So how do we deal with people that can't be, who for whatever reason cannot open up their mind to take a look at themselves and say, is this making any sense?
Yeah, they got to be persuaded, or they got to lose elections. Thank you, Skip.
Yeah, you bet.
Be well, Larry from LACA. I believe that's Los Angeles.
Yes, I was thoroughly enjoyed watching Elizabeth Warren taking Powell, the Fed chairman, taking him apart and then to the shed and working him over. And that to me was just absolutely great.
She's brilliant.
And then today we get in other words, he was trying to claim that what he wants to do is just lose jobs for Americans so that he can take the inflation rate down to 2%, a level that has only been attained because the Fed was sending trillions of dollars into corporations and in the pockets of rich people. And but he's not going to do that when Biden's president, understand. He only did that for Donald Trump. And now he's actually taking $600 billion so far. He's taking $600 billion away, causing the money supply. No one's talking about it, but that's actually crashing right now.
Yep.
The value of the dollar is going stronger because when you're removing money out of the economy, that makes each dollar more valuable. And so we went from quantitative easing under Donald Trump. Now we're into quantitative tightening, and an exact opposite policy under this Fed, this Republican Fed.
Yep.
Who is? And so when you sit back and look at what he's doing, he's basically trying to do the same thing that the Republicans in the House are trying to do. Give Biden a recession. Why? Because they're trying to make that matrix where the Republicans have given us 10 out of the last 11 recessions. They want to give another Democratic president a recession. They're trying to even the score a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we have record-setting jobs reports, and they're trying to yeah. change truth. They're trying to change truth. Larry, there's been no important call this week than yours.
Well, thank you.
No, we've got, as I've said, the smartest listeners of any radio program in the country,
right.
And that's partly because of you. Thank you, Larry.
All right.
Do well. James in Hollywood, California, not to be confused with Los Angeles, or maybe to be confused. Go ahead, James.
Jefferson, I love your show. I love the way you start out with poetry. I've been dubbed the greatest poet of the 21st century. Little proof, I think I am timeless, yet is that not thoughtless? Time ends when love begins. Love lives on forever. Anyhow, down to life and death. January 6th was an attempted coup, a failed coup. It's called a rehearsal. Believe what they said their goal was. Hang Mike Pence, put a bullet in Pelosi's brain. Trump declared national emergency and remain in power. He knew if he wasn't in power, he would go to jail. Everyone involved, including all fake electors, should be charged with seditious conspiracy. Why did Boebert point out Pelosi's position and ask for a pardon? Why did Oath Keepers have a stash of weapons across the Potomac waiting to bring them over? Charge them all with knowledge of the plan. With seditious conspiracy.
I appreciate the call, James. I'm going to keep going with speed round, but all the people trying to understate what's happening with January 6th are trying to understate the importance, the critical attack on democracy that thankfully we overcome, but we've got to learn from it. And the thing we need to learn from it isn't just understating it. I appreciate the call. Lily from New Jersey. Go ahead, Lily.
Hi. It's great to have you on, and I love the show. I have to say, since I found you, I have not turned you off.
I didn't know
the whole station existed, you know, and I love the show. I have to say, years ago, I don't know if there was a lot of liberal talk on AM radio. I used to listen to Irv Homer, who really, he lit my brain up. He was amazing. He was on the AM, and all of a sudden, it was Susan Bray, Irv Homer. I can't remember. I was, you know, only in my 20s then. But I started really thinking. They made me think. I wasn't interested really that much in politics. I was young, you know. But anyway, I'm calling for one specific reason that I don't hear anybody talking about. It's not in the news. It's not, you know, online. But listen, we had, since, you know, abortion was made legal, I never thought that this would happen. I mean, my mind has blown since this. But I thought that, like, as a society, that we would start to, you know, progress, and that we would become equal partners in parenting and all this thing. You know, this is what I thought. You know, I thought that men would start taking responsibility, and a little thing called the birth control pill would maybe be designed for men. But nothing has ever been said about that, and now the onus is put back on women. We're being forced to do whatever they want us to do. I can't believe this. I mean, I'm still really, you know, my mind is like, it's sad. It's sad. Our whole world is going regressing instead of progressing in so many ways, you know. So anyway, when I do read about it, you know, what I have heard is, well, there's some side effects, and that's it. That side effects. Oh, isn't that sad? And how about Viagra, though? And what, you know what gets me? Insurance will pay for Viagra, but they're not paying for birth control for women. But yeah. Viagra, yeah. So I think it should be the opposite. Make men not be able to produce. If you know what I'm saying? So we won't have this problem.
Yeah.
You know, I think, listen, women are educated, but we still are women. We want to love men, and, you know, that's never going to change, you know, and it never should, because like the previous caller said, love is what it's all about. I don't see much love going on in this world. It's, you know, all about keeping people down, and now they want to keep women down. I'll take my call off the air because I'm upset. Thank you.
You have every right to be, and I appreciate the call. I heard three things. I heard the kind words, and thank you so much, and thanks for tuning in and supporting this program and the other programs. It's valuable, and tell friends. Tom will be back on Monday, so I don't say that for myself. I say that to support the institutions that are working to continue to grow and support this program and the people who make it possible. That very much includes, driven by in many respects, the listeners and supporters of it. But I heard you say, you know, when you were younger, there was more liberal radio. Yeah, there was. Ownership was different. It was less consolidated. That was before Gingrich and Reagan sort of eviscerated the rules preventing consolidated ownership in local media and local radio markets. It was before then there was this huge consolidation of media control. It was before the elimination of the Fairness Doctrine to make sure there was at least, if you're going to have kind of oligarchic control of media, at least there needed to be a counterpoint presented. Well, they got rid of that too. And that was before the dawn of the sort of Rush Limbaugh and then that begetting Fox News. It was a different world. The other thing I heard you say was, I agree with you. It's kind of shameful that there is not a well-publicized, safe and effective, clinically trial-proven birth control for men. I mean, it's absurd. And if there's there might be no better example of continued misogynistic culture than that. And so I appreciate you bringing it up. I didn't bring it up earlier this week. It required you. So appreciate that too. And then the other thing I heard you say is this feeling that for so long we've been progressing as a nation, and lately it feels like we're regressing. Yeah, my wife says almost the exact same words, and I appreciate you saying them today. Let me keep going to the listeners. Mike, we got like a minute. Give us 30 seconds, and I'll try not to reply unless I have to.
No problem. The woman that called about sort of how can we select, you know, not getting corporate people. Well, if she would participate, I am a PCO in my local legislative district. I haven't gotten any corporate money whatsoever in that legislative district. I am in West Seattle. We do have a pretty liberal tint here. That's just the way we are, but that's silly.
PCO is precinct.
She's either being a troll about corporate or whatever, but she's not participating.
Well, I can't speak to how she's participating or not participating. I can share a frustration of feeling like there's too few places to go if we really want to transform things. And that's why I talked about trying to build from kind of change the power structure. I think when you say PCO, you mean a precinct committee organizer. I'm not sure what your O is in your town.
Why is it PCO? I'm sorry. They call them precinct committee officers.
Officers, thanks. It's the building block for the political party.
Right, and then we sit around and do endorsements of the various candidates that run for various offices in the city of Seattle, in the county, and in the long term, the state and the judges and all that kind of stuff. We work very hard to make sure that we vet them.
No, and I want to say, Mike, we're going to break, but I want to say thank you for doing that. And that could have been an even better answer than the one I gave, which is if people want to work to have the representation that they want, get involved at that grassroots level. If you went, a Nader voter, I know it was a while ago, a Nader voter who joined their local Democratic Party would find a lot of fellow travelers. Find a lot of fellow travelers. They're not corporate supportive. They're just trying to make the country a little bit better. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? GoatsForTheOldGoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
And I will answer that question. It was a great one. Right now, I have the honor and obligation to plug ExpressVPN. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like walking George Bailey, that's my dog right there, without putting him on a leash. He might be fine, but one day he might run away or get hit by a car or get dognapped. Better be careful, especially when being careful with your internet. It is simple as using ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data or data, but ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so they can't do it. It'd take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, phone, laptop, tablet, even your smart TV, and it's easy to use. You just fire up the app, you click one button to get connected. Get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free at expressvpn.com/Tom. Again, for your free extra 3 months, go to expressvpn.com/Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. During that break, we got an eloquent question from Jeff from Portland, as is almost always the case, that how long can Biden tolerate this Fed chair? It's really tricky. When you eliminate a Fed chair because you disagree with them, you have two problems. One, it interrupts this idea of an independent Fed, which is a good idea. And if we're trying to make an argument that's a pro-institutional argument, that's, hey, you know, kind of a return to normalcy sort of argument, then getting rid of the Fed chair interrupts that argument. The other challenge is it really does disrupt. It makes big bankers really scared, right? And so there's great resistance. And very often people who are worried about the second thing say the first thing. What they're actually worried about is that you will throw out Ayn Rand out of the Fed, and therefore what they say is, oh no, you want to be an institutionalist. That's why we've seen presidents be loath to change Fed chairs because they disagree with them. What you see is Trump, what he does is browbeat them until they do what he wants. So I think Biden will tolerate it for a long time, perhaps unfortunately. Fortunately, there is a question about whether there should have been a switchover at the beginning of Biden's term. Can't go back in time, though, so I want to be humble with my criticism. But we should have at the beginning of his term saying, listen, I didn't love everything he did during the Trump administration. Therefore, I'm picking a new Fed chair now. But Fed politics are tricky in part because of our desired, maybe false, independence. That's my best answer. It's not a great one. But I'm going to go to Linda from Auburn. Go ahead, Linda.
Greetings. Okay. I wanted to bring up the suggestion that I have seen a picture of people in Russia holding sign no GMOs. So I understand Putin doesn't like GMOs or has told his people that. Well, my suggestion is if we can get one city in the U.S. to say, yeah, we don't like GMOs either, or we want to go back to what things looked like in the 1940s with food, for example, something, some resolution in some city in the U.S. and try to get the U.S., Ukraine, NATO countries, other countries around the world to also support that idea. Uh-huh. and then hopefully he'll at least stop bombing.
I hear you. So. I hear you, Linda. I appreciate it. I want to get Freddie. You got 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
But the show's about to end.
I just want to say that people need to wake up. The opposite of woke is asleep. Would you rather be awake to what's going on or asleep so that the thief can come in and take away everything you have? Florida is a perfect example of asleep when you consider all the freedoms that are being assaulted and compare it to Putin's regime. You'd have to be in a deep, deep sleep to let this happen to your state. And when you do wake up to the horror of it all, it will be too late.
Freddie, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the point. And Linda, forgive me cutting you off so hastily. I actually misread the time. That's on me. And if you want to tweet at me, it's Jefferson D. Smith, and I hear what you're saying about GMOs. Freddie, about woke, I've heard people ask, well, what do people even mean by it? I knew what it meant, and it was because my friends in the black community were saying, it's like, listen, we need to wake up to what's happening. We need to wake up what's happening with inequality and injustice in this country, what's actually going on in this country. And it was a powerful and persuasive word, and then white people stole the word, and as too often happens when white people steal stuff, they mess it up. And now Ron DeSantis and others are to me, I cringe every time I hear Nikki Haley say it. I'm like, oh man, it's like when I try to dance to a tune that I do not have the rhythm. It's just upsetting. But Freddie, yeah, which would you rather be, awake or asleep? I think I'd rather be awake.
Well, without any challenge from the left, they have been allowed to take a good and necessary word and turn it into something evil. Surely there has to be someone who can highlight the absurdity of it all and stuff this word woke down their throat until they choke on it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, Freddie. And let me say this as we wrap this program. The first thing I want to do is say thank you. It's been an honor to be able to sit here for this week with you and be here. It's been an honor to be part of this community, and I thank you so much for working to keep it going and make it grow. Support this staff who does such a marvelous job, from Joyce to Nate to Sean to, of course, Tom, who will be back after Daylight Savings. Remember to set your clocks. He'll be back on Monday. And, yeah, we need to wake one another up. Here's one reality and part an answer to the question. It is easier to destroy than to create. It is easier to discredit a word than it is to build it up. It is easier to tear down a building than it is to build that building up. One of the reasons that even though we need to be a community that critiques, we also have to be a community that builds, that figures out good ideas, that expresses gratitude for those people who do it, who helps lift people up who are struggling, who, hears their stories even when, maybe especially when, their stories are painful. And, I was moved on Wednesday, as I think a bunch of you are. You know my basic case. My basic case is we've got to work together to make the world a little bit better rather than a lot worse. To do that, it takes you. It takes the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the people who are doing everything they can, even if it's just a little bit, to make the world a little bit better. The good people doing good things for no good reason. And you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. Thanks, everybody. Tom will be back on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. the Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, with Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, dude.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I forgot Benghazi. I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocate.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming.